Hello, mamas. Hello, mama. Hello, blah, blah, blah. Welcome back to the Drama Mama podcast, live from my mother's basement. And today we're talking about school and why I hate it and why I dropped out. And I know we're not setting the scene pretty well, considering I'm in my mother's basement talking about why I dropped out at the ripe age of 22. But I want to get into it with y'all. I really, first of all, mental health check-in, How are you all doing? I'm not doing well. I'm speed running my mental decline, but that kind of happens every time I come and visit back home. It's a mixture of just the weather being poopy caca, but also being in Canada. There's just a real dark presence that just fills my entire being whenever I am in Canada. We'll get into that right after this quick break.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Y'all might think of moose, meese, I don't know what the plural is, igloos, maple syrup. I think of existential dread and having my brain feel like someone poured liquid concrete into it the entire time. Also, if I'm sitting uncomfortably close to y'all, I'm very sorry. I'm very sorry you're seeing my pores right now. It is because the green screen setup I have is just four pieces of green paper taped to the wall. Usually we have eight when we're really running on a high budget, but we don't have that today. Anyways, I know it's kind of a random time to talk about school because it's summer and it's like the last thing we're talking about, but I wanted to really like tell the story about why I dropped out. Firstly, I want to say no one is thinking this. Like, no one is just starting their day and thinking, I wonder why Ben dropped out. No. But it may be a misconception in some of your minds that I dropped out for TikTok, that I dropped out for social media. You know, it's something that a lot of people do, and I didn't do that. And you might be thinking, Ben, well, you're not in school, so why? What do you mean? Like, obviously, no. I dropped out of college months before I even downloaded TikTok. I was doing my YouTube channel, but you know how many views that bitch was getting? Like 80 on a good day. I would spend so much time on a video and it would get 80 fucking views. So there wasn't much going there. So basically, and I was I was working at Bubba Gump Shrimp Co. in the gift shop. If you don't know what Bubba Gump Shrimp Co. is, it is a shrimp restaurant based off of the movie Forrest Gump. It's like, it's so insane. It's like a boomer restaurant that's just like fucking, it's so insane. It's a whole themed restaurant. It's one of the only themed restaurants that exist. It's such a crazy concept that there's just a whole restaurant based off of a movie. I don't know if Gen Z will ever get that. If we'll base a movie off of... We don't even have a movie that we all agree on. We all just argue with each other all the time. Like, there's no... At least, you know what? We give a lot of shit to boomers and we're like, but they suck ass. But, like, at least they can all agree on some things. Like, they can all agree that they love the movie Forrest Gump and then they made a goddamn restaurant. What the fuck can we agree on? Like nothing. So we're never going to have a restaurant like Bubba Gump and we're all going to be miserable for the rest of our lives. But anyways, I was working at Bubba Gump and I had not downloaded TikTok. So why did I drop out? I was going to a university, but we're going to call it college because literally this thing was the most busted school ever. We're going to name drop it. I've definitely talked about this before. But I think I was like, I forgot multiple details, or I don't even know if I, listen, my brain, is decaying. It's like mashed potatoes. Is it probably because I dropped out and I never got to fully form it? Yes. But basically, okay, it was called McEwen University in Edmonton, Alberta, Canada. And it was a community college that became a university. So we're going to call it college because this shit was literally just, it was just a building with people that were hired to say words. Like I learned nothing. And the whole time that I was there, I learned nothing, not a damn thing. If you asked me a single thing about, I was taking journalism and professional communication. If you asked me to describe a single thing that I learned, a single tangible thing that I have used in my daily life, I haven't learned a damn thing. And the funny thing is, one of the reasons why I went into this college is because they almost marketed it as like, this is the place to become a content creator. What you'll learn here is how you can become the next big podcaster and all this stuff, which is so ironic because here I am on my podcast that I like did all by myself after dropping out. I got out of the shower and my hair's been slowly drying throughout this episode and it's just looking so busted. I got dandruff shampoo too and a lot just came out despite my dandruff hair shampoo. So I really hope y'all couldn't see that. We're gonna put the hood up. Yup, it's a hood day. So I was taking journalism and then I decided I hated journalism with my whole being. So I switched to professional communication because that was like what was marketed as like fun. You can become YouTuber, you can become podcaster. First of all, like if you click away, I want one thing to stick with y'all. There's a hair on the side of my eye. I want one thing to stick with y'all. There is no school on earth that can teach you what it takes to be a YouTuber and influencer, okay? There will be so many, and not just schools. No, I don't want the hood anymore. I don't want the hood. It's like actually choking me. There will be so many schools or even courses or Instagram ads or just people trying to sell you things on like how to become an influencer. Genuinely, please, from the bottom of my heart, never listen to these. They are almost all scams from the bottom of my heart. Like genuinely, there's very few institutions or courses that can teach you how to become a YouTuber. Obviously, there's the basics that are good to know, like how to edit a video, how to film a video, things like that are very important, and those are things you can tangibly learn. But beyond that, that is not something you can learn. And I quickly realized that when I was in these classes that were aimed at preparing you for the digital age, the internet age, I was like, whoa, actually none of y'all know what you're talking about. Because there would be teachers in these classes that were probably 60, 70 years old trying to relate this old, outdated, archaic, like, communication theory to internet culture in 2018. And it was so clear that they were struggling to figure out what to say and the whatever they did, try and teach us literally made no sense. Like, genuinely made no sense. Like, I swear, like, half of these professors, like, did not even have internet connections. They genuinely sucked ass. And I feel really bad saying that they genuinely sucked ass because, like, this is, like, what they studied their whole lives and is what their whole job is. So I don't want to bash them because that's literally all that they have. Like, their whole being is just, like, what they were teaching. But the reality of it is the internet and media and all that blah, 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 digital age stuff moves so fast. It's not something you're ever going to be able to learn in a school.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
I mean, the way I learned to get to, like, the place that I'm at, which I'm, like, the place that I'm at when I'm sitting in the corner of my mother's basement, but, like, the way I was able to, you know, be on YouTube is and like make videos successfully, blah, blah, is because I literally have been watching YouTube since I was 10 years old and have literally just been like soaked in internet culture. And I know I've seen entire YouTubers' careers, like their entire arc, like hundreds of YouTubers, and like seen what makes people start blowing up online, what makes people start dying online, and things like that. So like I got the knowledge just from like firsthand, like witnessing it on the internet, from being on the internet. And it's very I became like very obsessive about it, but it's super interesting to me now because like you see a lot of people who like want to become content creator, but it used to be like lame and it used to be like nerdy to watch videos online, okay? Like even with Vine, like as big and as popular as Vine was, it was still like a little lame and a little corny, like if you were just quoting Vine references, because like not everyone had Vine. It was like a few, like you would obviously know what it was, but like not everyone had it, whereas now everyone has TikTok. And I think it's like what, like now like being a content creator, like an influencer is like the number one desired job of Gen Z people, which is, it blows my mind because like a, like, well obviously that was and is like the number one job that I ever wanted. I was just ahead of you bitches, what can I say? Kidding. But also like it's so weird because like I am now in that position of doing that and I'm like, whoa. But I can't think about that for too long because I will go insane and I will spiral. So back to my university experience and school and why I dropped out. So obviously for things like becoming a doctor, things like that, you should definitely go to school. I don't recommend you just doing surgery on people for fun off like a YouTube tutorial. And I would be really amazed if there were YouTube tutorials on how to do like a brain surgery or something. Things like that that are tangible, being a doctor, being a lawyer, even like the trades, like if you want to be a welder, you want to be an engineer, things like that. Those you're going to need school for and will probably need school for the rest of eternity. Like all the like science-based things or like tangible professions, like being a lawyer, like you're gonna need school for. But the thing that is the scam of it all that we don't talk about enough as society is how these universities are literally a scam 90% of the time for these courses that you can literally learn online for like an eighth of the price. Okay, so there's that. Like, on one hand, genuinely, all the knowledge that you need for so many different professions, you can fully learn online, sometimes even completely for free. But another thing is, obviously, when you go to college, when you go to university, you're doing it to get a degree. And basically, a degree says, hey, I went to this university. I went to this college for 4 years, 8 years, and I am a professional, and I'm ready to do this job. The crazy thing is that barely even matters anymore. Degrees barely matter. Genuinely, you could Photoshop a degree. Like, I don't even, this is the thing. Okay, I don't know about this one, so take this with a grain of salt. But I literally think you could Photoshop a degree and they would never even check. I tonight could open up Photoshop and put together something saying that I am a trained journalist. And how do you even look that up? How do you even look that up? Like, could you even search that? I don't think so. You probably can. But, like, that aside, like, it really – there's so many just – like, okay, listen, I I haven't worked a job since Bubba Gump, which, by the way, we're going to take another side note. Y'all, I'm so sorry. I'm, like, on 14 different, like, planes of reality right now. But side note – a lot of like influencers that I've met and YouTubers or just people in LA, you know, that are successful or wealthy, you can really tell who has never worked a minimum wage job. It is. It really shows, because it's the people who have who know what it's like to literally be cleaning toilets for like just a few dollars an hour, and then like suddenly you actually have like money to spend. It really breaks your brain for a little bit, for a fat minute. I just heard a noise upstairs that... We're gonna take a quick break. I'm gonna investigate that noise real quick. Okay, hello, we're back. The noise was literally TV, but it sounded like there was a human in the house. And I got very scared. So, as I was saying... It's really crazy, because some people just never work like a minimum wage job. And that's when you really like feel the horrors of capitalism, is when you are like, it's like 2 a.m. and you've just done an 8-hour shift, and you have like a shift the next morning at like 8 a.m. and you have like maybe 4 hours to go home and sleep. That's when you're like, maybe the current system that our society is operating in is a little broken. But that is a story for another day. Back to why I dropped out. My story, my TED Talk. I just realized how close this is to like TED Talks. I literally hated every waking minute of being at the college that I went, and I recognize that this is like maybe not a universal experience, because I know a lot of people that go to college and then have a crazy party time, but. In that case, the people that are like really enjoying college and really living it up that I know of only are enjoying the party aspect of it. They're not enjoying the school or the knowledge learning section of it. So like, take that with a grain of salt. But also, everyone in my class was literally over the age of 30. Why am I sweating so much? I'm like actually dripping. That's so gross. Everyone was like literally over the age of 30. I don't know what it is, and I'm not trying to be ageist or anything, but it made no damn sense to me. I was like picturing, what I could not wrap my head around was like how, and mind you, I was 17 when I started college. I was literally 17 years old, because when your birthday's like in September, and like your parents can either like hold you back a year, or like just throw your ass into school, and you're like a little baby, and you're like, I just shit myself. I was thrown into the mix early, and then I ended up in college at 17. And I was thinking about taking a gap year, but I just wanted to like get college over with. I'm like, let's do the thing and get it done. So first year I took journalism, literally dumbest course I've ever taken, or not course, I what do you call it, like the dropout is really showing right now. Mind you, I had good grades. Let me just preface that I was doing well in college. I had almost 80% or 90% in all my classes. I was like, I wasn't like flunking, like let me set the record straight. I was not flunking, I was doing well. Was I going to be valedictorian? No, but like I was doing pretty good. So the first year it was, I realized how far away from like doing what I actually wanted to do I was, which was like obviously make like videos. And I realized I was learning nothing on how to do that. And I was learning all these like literally brain rotting classes. Like tell me why we had to read 3 Hobbit books and then make a whole essay on each of them. Like what... And then the teacher died like a fucking year later. Like, that wasn't a laugh. I was just. He was mean, though. He was really mean. But, like, what, like, genuinely, what, like, on our hand, how was that a good use of time? But also on his end, like, that is so sad. But, like, the last year of his life, he was just. Forcing people to read The Hobbit, which are so hard to read, y'all. It is so hard to read that book. I literally feel like I'm like using, like, all cylinders in my brain are firing on high when I'm, like, trying to read, like, their dumbass little hobbit names. Like, old Yorkovic went into the green grassy knolls of Liechtenstein. I'm like, what are we saying? What are we saying right now? Y'all have lost your minds. Like, that was one class. We had another class where the teacher just, like, started doing whatever they wanted. It was so crazy. It was, like, a grammar class, but the teacher just turned it into a history class about, like, Canada and, like, Native Americans, which was very – it was honestly very interesting, and, like, I learned a lot of knowledge. Mind you, I forgot it all because I, like, literally forgot every single thing that I learned when I stepped into those doors. But at the same time, I was like, this is nothing to do with my degree. And the thing is, this is what almost all colleges and universities do, is they make you take extra classes. So obviously, say you want to be a doctor, they're going to make you take the doctor classes. You're going to learn how to cut people up, stitch them back together. But then they make you take these extra ones. And I have, like, a theory that, well, obviously, this isn't, like, a crazy theory. It's so they can get more money. But they make you take, like, electives is what they're called. And I think they even, like, make you do that in high school. But those are, like, genuinely good classes that you're learning. Like, my electives in high school were, like, cooking, which is important. And, like, outdoor ed, outdoor education. Like, I could – tell me why I can start a fire with two sticks. Yeah, bet y'all didn't think Ben of the Week can just go into the forest and start a fire with two sticks, but I can. I know how to differentiate a grizzly bear from a black bear. Like, that is shit that we need to know. Ew, my hands are so wrinkly, I need lotion. That is all things we very much need to know. But the electives that they would make us take, like, literally grammar. I took this whole class on how to edit, like, copy edit. So, like, literally obsess over grammar. So like, if someone, say someone wrote a book and you need someone to check it for spelling errors, tell me why I'm fully trained on how to check a book for spelling errors. Like, if you just handed me a draft, I could tell you every single grammatical mistake, probably. Actually, I probably couldn't, because I was, like, that was, like, 3 years ago. So that knowledge has definitely been deleted from my brain. It went into iCloud storage and now it's, like, fully gone. But, like, damn, I can't think of more useless knowledge. And it was so easy because these teachers, like, literally were just pulling it out of their ass. Like, you know when someone, maybe you've seen this in teachers or, what's, like, a good example? Maybe, like, parents or something. Like, when you get handed a task that has absolutely no meaning and you know they just came up with it on the spot just for the sake of having some shit to do, that is, like, what 90% of my college experience was. It was, like, teachers just, like,
I saw a remarkable YouTube video on the power of social media.
And then we were just, it was like a BuzzFeed video. And, like, this is how social media has changed the way we order coffee. And then they would just decide, yeah, for the next 2 months, we're going to write essays after essays about how ordering coffee has changed due to the power of social media. It was insane. So, the first year was journalism, and then I switched majors to professional communication, which was supposed to be a little bit more, like, you can do fun things and be a content creator. Spoiler alert, it was none of that. It was none of the such. And so it got, the first semester of that year ended. I'm like, I'm out of here, y'all. Like, I'm gone. I didn't make a single friend the entire year and a half that I was in college. It was genuinely hell on earth. The campus sucked booty hole. It was downtown. The amount of times that I have had run-ins with people that literally I thought were going to kill me was, it, like, is genuinely crazy and insane. I've had people just chase me down the street, like, insane people being like, and I would just go hide in the school. They had no parking because it was in, like, the downtown of the city. So, like, parking was, like, literally $5 an hour. It was impossible to get to. The buses were all crowded. Like, the list just goes on about how terrible this school was. And like I said, like, take it with a grain of salt. Like, there are probably some good colleges, some good universities, like, student life-wise. But at the end of the day, I genuinely think that, like, school for things that you can learn online, if the thing you want to do, A, you can learn online, and B, the degree will be useless for, like, if those two things apply to what you want to do, I would say seriously reconsider pursuing it and spending $40,000 a year in a college for it. The amount of energy and time you could save and put into, like, just being – now, this is, like, a little bit hard because not everyone is, like, a self-starter. So it's, like, easy to say, like, just put yourself out there. Like, say you want to be a photographer. You could spend, like, $40,000 a year on photography school. And, you know, you'll probably learn a lot of tips. You know, that's one thing that maybe you'll learn, like, a lot of stuff in school. Or you could spend $40,000 on equipment and maybe some lessons online. Just get out there and, like, shadow some actual working photographers. Like, things like that where you can just get so much experience by being around people in the actual profession. That is, like, going to be so much more valuable, in my opinion, than spending $40,000 on a school. That's going to make you end up taking a bunch of electives, too. It's going to make you learn The Hobbit. Fucking three books of The Hobbit and write essays on it. Like, it's... So we got to the end of the first semester of the second year, and I was like, I'm done. Like, I'm out. I am out. And I told my parents, and they were not happy. I think what I told them is I wanted to take a year break and then switch to... I wanted to do graphic design at the time. I don't know why. Like, literally, I draw and it looks so bad. Like, anything I've ever drawn looks like someone ate a pencil and threw up graphite on a piece of paper. But I was like, I'm going to do graphic design. So I dropped out. And then for a good few months, I was just living and working at Bubba Gump Shrimp Co. And, you know, it wasn't terrible. I think it was the relief of not having to go to this hellish school every single day was literally euphoric. Like, when they show Rue in Euphoria and she just took the pill and she's like, hey, and, like, floating through all the colors and stuff, like, that's what I felt not having to go to this busted school. Wait. Real quick. All of this I am only saying for college and university. And I know this isn't going to make sense, but genuinely, I think stay in high school. I think dropping out of high school is a little bit too much. I would say definitely finish that. And I know it's a battle, and I know it's a struggle. And I know that 90% of what you learn in there is pretty much useless, except for my outdoor ed skills and my cooking skills. But all the math, like, you know what, how, like, genuinely, you don't use any of the math. You don't use any of the, like, history or social studies, really. English, duh. You need to speak. You need to be like, blah, blah, blah. Hello, my name is blah, blah, blah. Like, yeah, you need that. What is the other class? I literally forgot one of the four main classes. Oh, science. Like, it's quiet. You're not going to use that much science. But still finish it, because a high school diploma is, like, one thing that, like, regardless of what job you're taking, they might not care about, like, your degree or if you have a degree. But if you can't say that you have a high school diploma, it's a little quiet. It's a little quiet. You really gotta be, like, impressive in other ways to pull up to a job and not have even a high school degree. That's my opinion on it. And I know I know how hard it is to finish it sometimes, and it's like, oh my god, I actually hate this with my whole heart, but you just gotta do it, baby mamas. But I felt so relieved. But the thing was, like, after I dropped out, it was obviously awkward because it's like, well, shit, now what? And I took a very big gamble doing this because genuinely I had nothing else going for me. Like, nothing. I was working at Bubba Gump. So it was a mixture of, like, fear, but also, like, having more time to focus on what I love doing that, like, kind of catapulted me to start making content, start making TikToks, and start making YouTube videos. And it really became, like, it went from just being, like, a fun little hobby to, like, okay, I need to give this, like, 200% or else I'm going to be homeless. So, you know, that's, like, a little bit of a different motivation. And I want to say, like, I recognize, like, how insane the odds are to, like, become, like, an influencer full-time, blah, blah, blah. Like, I really want to, like, say, like, I'm incredibly lucky that I was able to, like, get to where I am. Like, Ben, actually shut up. Like, actually shut the fuck up. You are sitting in the corner of your mother's basement in front of a makeshift green screen that costs $4. But, no, genuinely, like, every day I'm, like, blown away at, like, how this was just, like, my hobby. And how I was, like, just over the moon to have, like, 20 of y'all watching. And, like, I'll just log on to, like, YouTube.com. And it's, like, this month you got 140 million views. And I'm, like, okay. So how does that make any sense? So I know, like, I just kind of described, like, a very lucky story. But I want you to know, like, this can be applied to, like your profession doesn't have to be, like, some insane pipe dream. Like it can be anything that you can learn by yourself that you can take the time off to kind of, like, educate yourself. And there's a burp coming up. Maybe. No, it was a hiccup. It was a hiccup. It was a hiccup. the hiccup literally derailed my train of thought that was already, like, hanging off the tracks by a wheel. I just described, like, a very unlikely story. Like, my story is very unlikely, but it's not unlikely to leave school or not go to college or not go to university and then become successful in a different type of career by, like, say you want to be a photographer, say you want to be a writer, things like that. Obviously, a lot of that has to do with talent too. Like, I am not good at taking pictures, and, like, I don't think any amount of school could fix that. But, like, whatever you're passionate in that you can make a career out of, that is not something you actually need to go to school for, like becoming a doctor. Like, even just give it a year out of high school and see if you can make something, like, start a career by taking pictures or writing stories, things like that. Take it with a grain of salt. I'm just one dude, obviously someone who has been able to make this work, and, you know, obviously it's not going to work for everyone. Not everyone is going to be able to not go to college or university and then have a career in what they want to pursue. And it's sad, but that is what happens. So, like, make sure you really not mull it over. But also, I want to say, if you are planning on going to college and you think you're pretty set in what you want to take, mull that over too. Really let the brain work on that one, because I just wanted to go to college so I could just, like, get a degree, and was absolutely miserable because I rushed into it. So whatever you pick, do not rush into it. Recognize that not going to college and university is an option sometimes, depends, but yes. Hello, hi. That's been the episode. I really hope you enjoyed. I'll see you next Wednesday. Tweet me your drama stories, your confessions, using the hashtag DramaMamaPodcast on Twitter, and I will read them on a future episode. I love you so much. Take care. Ben of the week. It's chill.